You're listening to Shockwave News right here on RSS.com. Go to RSS.com/Shockwave News. That's RSS.com/Shockwave News. Like, share, subscribe. You like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Folks, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Shockwave News is news and information. It's the best alternative news site not affiliated with any mainstream, lamestream media. We broadcast news headlines and current events from around the world. Shockwave News is owned and operated by yours truly, Eric James Erb, with no external financing, support, advertisement, or otherwise. And of course, from time to time, this podcast has AI-created content to make the podcast a little more interesting. And so with that being said, we go where the mainstream, lamestream media refuses to go. We go down the rabbit hole consistently on every podcast, folks. So let's get into today's news, if I can. Today's podcast comes from a news article, naturalnews.com. That's naturalnews.com. And the headline on the article, dated 2/21/2025, so that's yesterday, the headline reads, and it's kind of interesting, that's why I picked this out, "The Money to Control: The American System is Designed to Benefit Elites and Corporations." And that is exactly how the system is made up. It will benefit the elites and corporations. And I'll get into today's podcast, and I'll point out some of these people, i.e. some of these corporations, and then so you'll get it here once I'm done. Here we go, folks. Tom Paine, he's the one that wrote a book covering this subject. He argues that the narrative of the U.S. as a land of freedom and equal opportunity is a myth. It's propagandized by institutions to serve the interest of the powerful elite. That's true. Paine asserts that the U.S. operates like a corporation with the primary goal of maximizing profit and power, often at the expense of the citizens, the U.S. citizens' well-being. And that's very true, too. The book also traces how Civil War, the rise of the industrial elites in the late 19th century, facilitated the concentration of power and wealth, often through brutal means. Again, how figures like J.P. Morgan and John D. Rockefeller, these are two examples, these are two very small examples, but they're examples nonetheless, use their wealth to influence and create monopolies and exploit workers with government policies, often supporting these actions. And then again, the myth of the American dream argues that the educational system is designed to indoctrinate rather than to encourage critical thinking, perpetuating existing power structures. And then again, the money to control, how the elites conspire against you, often a sharply critical analysis of mechanisms through which powerful majority has managed to control over the United States. Paine also begins to questioning the commonly held belief that the U.S. is the land of freedom and equal opportunity. He asserts that the narrative is propagandized by the vast network of institutions, including government agencies, corporate media outlets, think tanks, universities, all which work together to promote a version of history that serves the interest of the powerful. This system, he claims, is designed to obscure the truth of the powerful dynamics in our country. And this is very true. Let me just stop and point something out here, folks. Maybe you'll have a wake-up call here. Hopefully I can wake you up here a little bit. Back in 2018, i.e. 19, when COVID broke out, this is the COVID pandemic, or I want to say plandemic. Behind that, Moderna was a company led by Anthony Fauci. Anthony Fauci had stock and interest in Moderna, and that was one of the companies that he was kind of promoting as to take the clot shot, excuse me, vaccine. And so on that note, again, Anthony Fauci being part of the elites and millions, if not billions, of people around the world took the jab. And with that being said, you have lots of people now that have passed away, died, side effects, they're permanently fucked up for the rest of their lives. But again, these elites planned the COVID shot. And you have to understand, just about everything you see, there's very rare nowadays that something actually happens from nature or God allows it to happen. In other words, like a volcano erupting. You don't see that all the time. Yeah, if you live in the tropical islands, maybe in the Pacific Ocean or a remote island, you might see that once in a while. If you live in a remote place, you might see that once in a while. Maybe if you live in Iceland or something like that. But again, folks, natural occurrences don't happen. What happens is these elites, and I'm going to just mention some names here. This is going to get me in a lot of trouble, but here we go. Starting at the very top, the elitists of the elite. This family has more money than the world combined. This is the Rothschilds family. And you have to understand the Rothschilds family. And I think the son now in charge is Daniel Rothschilds. It's gone down several different generations. Rothschilds has enough money to go around the world probably about, what did I figure, about 10 or 15 or 16 times. They got trillions of dollars. They got their hand in everything, in every government on the planet, every form of military funding wars going way back before World War I. They got their hand in everything. They even had it in World War I, World War II, Germany. They control the interest of the government even in this country. And of course, over here we have Rockefeller by J.D. or John D. Rockefeller that started the company. And originally they got into Standard Oil. That's how they made their money. So that's how they made their money, where the Rothschild family are diverse everywhere. The Rockefeller family in this country basically focused on Standard Oil. That's where they made their millions of billions of dollars. And then they diversified once that took off in the oil business way, way, way back in the day. But again, you know, and then you have people down the food chain, George Soros. You have the King of England, King Charles. I can go on. Used to be the Queen. Now it's the King. I can go on and on and on. All of these people, including our beloved President Donald J. Trump, knows the game, and they're part of the elites. And being that they're a part of the elites, they don't really even care about what happens to a person. You know, and going back to the article here, it says Payne's book is that U.S. functions must, like a corporation, primary goal is maximizing profit and power, according to Payne. The well-being of citizens is secondary to concern. I want to say when the pandemic struck back in, 2019, the COVID, the plandemic, again, I should say, they didn't give two shits to the wind. It was lockdown city. There goes your freedoms thrown right out the door. Oh, but we have to take the shot. Yeah, I know everybody in my personal family up north, my detached personal family. I'm not married no longer, but my sisters, cousins, aunts, and uncles, and everybody that's taken three or four shots consistently, folks. And I do mean consistently. Almost every year they get sick right on cue. This happens, this happens, that happens, everything happens, just like, again, 90 to 120 days. And again, I'm no doctor. No nurse, no doctor, no healthcare practitioner. But again, folks, I can tell you honestly through observance, again, extended family, cousins, aunts, uncles, sisters, and et cetera, up north in Michigan. This is what they go through. And again, you know, the elites that push this bullshit, the elites that wanted to force the entire world, Bill Gates, to get vaccinated, they don't give a fuck about humanity. They never did. And back to the article, the well-being of citizens is secondary. To support this claim, again, this is Payne. This is a gentleman that wrote the book. He draws on historical examples, including brutal tactics employed during the Civil War to suppress dissent, maintain control over labor. Workers were forced back to their jobs at gunpoint, and the men were separated from their families to serve in the war. These actions, argues, set precedents for government role and the enforcer in interest, and that's very true. You know, and again, education perpetrating these inequalities suggests that the educational system is designed to indoctrinate students. When they go to school, they're going to all the way, it starts in elementary, all the way through high school and college, they are indoctrinated. And again, to accepting the status quo rather than critical thinking. And again, thank God, my dad was a critical thinker. He's a very deep thinker when he was alive. And again, I have, thank God of that, I have been blessed with critical thinking. And again, you know, there's a fundamental revelation in the American system, you know, and you have to question the narratives you've been taught and recognize the ways in which the elite have manipulated the system. By understanding the true history here in the U.S., individuals can now work for a more equitable society, you know, and that's very true. You know, when you understand the game, folks, when you understand the system, then you can actually prosper. Then you can actually know what the hell you're doing. You can actually succeed, you and your family, in life. But when the cards are stacked against you, and again, people will bring up race, sex, everything and anything. Again, I would have to agree on most things here. The system is stacked against you. The system is only meant for the elites and the big companies. And again, the big companies, you know, you have Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and those being the big pharmaceutical companies, Johnson & Johnson, of course. I don't want to leave them out. But again, that's all they care about, and they don't give a shit about you and me. They never did, and they never will. They would rather exterminate humanity one jab at a time, rather than actually want to have people in society and people in the world succeed so that they can be happy for once in life. They'd rather be them, rather, you know, and that's how they play it. They'd rather have a society suppressed and we fighting against each other, black against Hispanic, white against black against white, and on and on and on. And they encourage these different types of fights and drama and chaos to go on so that they can maintain law and order. Let me know what you think, folks. Like, share, subscribe if you like the podcast. And again, your donations are always welcome and greatly appreciated. I'm Eric Erb, and this is Shockwave News. Go to shockwavenews.com. Go to rss.com/shockwavenews. Like, share, subscribe. That's rss.com/shockwavenews. Like, share, subscribe. Be well, be safe. Most importantly, folks, thanks for listening. God bless you. Until next time, that's it. Bye for now.